This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from its slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster match. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their
Halloween. Next week on Monday. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us here on my show, celebrating Halloween in 2022. They plan to spend how much per person on decorating? Well, $100 per person. I think really that's for a combination of everything. However, I've seen so many giant skeletons and Michael Myers figures, and I know what pumpkins cost. You got to be spending more than $100 per person. I think you even said that total the other day. It's an estimate of $10.6 billion in total spending. So more money will be spent this year on Halloween than last year and the year before. And, of course, we were on the bleak pandemic. $3.6 billion for costumes, $3.1 billion for candy, $3.4 billion for decorations. That's a lot, if you think about it. Now, I wonder why those Spirit Halloween stores, where there's 1,400 of them, might be right there in your backyard, pop up all over. All of a sudden, they're in the strip mall, right down the street. You say, oh, Spirit Halloween, and then they're gone. They're there for I don't know how many weeks, maybe 6 weeks or whatever it is. But more this year is going to be spent than last year. And it's true. I don't know. There's something about ghosts, goblins, ghouls, the frightening thing. Halloween celebrations are a very big deal. So, and here in 2022, almost 70% of Americans say they plan to celebrate in some way. Whether they're wearing a costume, they're answering the door, giving out candy. I mean, that's the staple, right? Taking kids trick-or-treating, taking grandkids trick-or-treating, I don't know, somehow, some way. I have a feeling there are definitely people who will stay in the bunker. You know, when you were kids, you ever go trick-or-treating and you'd go by a house or two where it'd just be dark because they didn't want people knocking on the door because that was going to happen all night long or at least too many hours to deal with. So there were the houses that just went dark. There'd be others that would be just lit up. And then the word would spread. What were they giving out? But then there would be those houses where, you knew. Nope, not going there. All right, you want a treat? I'm going to give you a treat. Here's the treat when it comes to money. The latest GDP report shows that the U.S. economy, yes, grew 2.6%. But some economists say we are still headed for a recession in 2023. So what does that mean? The GDP, of course, is the gross domestic product. It's the value of all goods and services produced in the United States. And it means that 2.6 is where we are in the third quarter. That's the Commerce Department. They release it. Now, it was really forecasted to be a little bit less than that. So, okay, so that's not a bad thing. But what about inflation? The worst it's been in 40 years. And those high interest rates. So that's the problem. And then when you look at next year's projected recession by some, does this brighten things up? Does this mean there's some optimism and we might not see that happen? Or will it be deeper than forecast? Will it be worse than what people are forecasting? I mean, I think you plant your feet, and I have the philosophy of you plant your feet and you live in the moment, But you do have to look at the big picture somewhat. And so we're all looking at the big picture because you see that people are living paycheck to paycheck and that the groceries keep going up or they went up and they're just kind of staying the same. And, you know, the dollar has strengthened because of the interest rates and this relative, I suppose, soundness of our economy compared to other countries. But then that hurts U.S. exports by making them more expensive for the foreign buyers. So there's always the yin and yang effect of how does this look. When people are reining in their spending because you have surging food and rent costs if they rent or worried about their mortgage. And consumer spending makes up 70% of economic activity. So it grew 1.4% after adjusting for inflation following a 2% rise in the second quarter. So I guess the one thing that's happened is a lot of households have solid job and wage growth depending on the industry, right? But consumption is expected to pull back further next year. Interest rates will rise. Inflation maybe eases gradually, but then job growth is predicted to slow. So I'm hitting you with all of this because it's about looking a little bit at the big picture, right? Keep your feet planted, but look at the big picture. So try to calculate a little bit and save a little here and there because the signs they're just not pointing in the great direction. It is good news about the GDP, but how good is that news to counteract everything else that's going on? That's the question that you have to ask yourself. That's the question that I'm looking at. I'll tell you what, it has absolutely affected people headed out to vote because we now can say with a great sense of, I think, clarity that people are so concerned about what's happening that more than 13.8 million ballots have been cast in pre-election voting. I was talking just the other day, a couple of days ago, and it was nowhere near that. And that's in 44 states as of 30. Florida has the largest number of pre-election ballots for the midterm elections, more than 1.9 million. Texas, California, Georgia, they've all seen more than a million cast. There's a lot of competitive races out there. Georgia, look, you have the Republican incumbent governor, Brian Kemp, who's in a rematch with the Democrat Stacey Abrams. And for Senate, you've got Republican Herschel Walker, who's challenging the Democrat Raphael Warnock, the senator there. And that could decide, that contest, that race could decide control of the chamber next year. So there are some big races happening. There are some that will come down to the wire for sure, and people are voting early, and then there will be, I think, just an avalanche of people that will come out on Election Day. And traditionally, a lot of GOP voters will be there on the actual day. And I think it's a referendum on where we are with inflation, where the nation's headed, crime, all of that gets mixed into it. Coming up next, the Man Cave.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave. Oh,
And what a start to the week in the NFL. Boy, the Buccaneers look good to start out the game against the Ravens on Thursday night. But don't discount Lamar Jackson and the Ravens turning it around in the second half, and that's exactly what happened. 27-22, they beat Tampa in their own palace, Raymond James Stadium. So the Bucs fall to 3-5. The Ravens 5-3. They are now after that win. It's been a wacky NFL season. We are into week 8. That was the kickoff game. And then, of course, we have a plethora of other games. And the action heading into 9 will be interesting because I think there may be some teams that will fall so much further out that there's no wing and a prayer or hope of them getting anywhere near the playoffs. And then you see a team like the Eagles playing the Steelers at home, and they're 6-0. So what happens in that game against the Steelers? A lot of people are going to that. That's sort of the battle of Pennsylvania. It's interesting because injuries are playing, are wreaking havoc with some teams. This is normal. This is what happens. And then pickups are helping. So, for example, for all the people listening, big Ohio fans out there, Bengal fans, Ja'Marr Chase with a hip problem out 4 to 6 weeks. So think about the Bengals and think about Joe B and the fact that who is his favorite target? And that would be Chase, right? That would be Ja'Marr Chase. So he's going to be gone, and that means that there are others that can step up, but you know when you just have that connection, and there are so many of those kinds of relationships between a quarterback and a wide receiver or a tight end or whatnot, or even a running back. It doesn't mean the ball doesn't get spread around, but there are just these connections that you can count on. So that one is down with Chase out for 6 weeks. That could affect, I think, the Bengals game this week. And then you have some acquisitions. So the Chiefs traded picks for the Giants wide receiver, Kadarius Toney, and they think that is a smart move because of where they're at and what they feel like they need for the balance. And Toney has missed the Giants' past five games because of hamstring injuries, but he feels like he can come back from that injury. He just didn't want to come back too soon and injure that hammy. So the Chiefs have a bye week that gives them another week to recover. And then he is in the middle of it with what will happen with KC. The Giants say they want to make sure he was healthy for a stretch run, which included 3 games in 11 after the bye. But now it doesn't matter because he's not. He was part of a trade, and this is kind of a risk or taking a flyer on a player who's been good in the past. He has 2 catches for 0 yards this season. He had a rough start to his NFL career. He missed 12 of 24 career games because of injuries and a bout with COVID. This could be the kind of coming out party for him, right? This could be a whole revamping thing, and I'm sure the Chiefs are hoping that's exactly what will happen, and that's why they decided to make that move. If we look at some of the bad boys in sports, yes, there's a category. How about this academy, the Kanye West Academy? It's Yee Donda Academy, and it's shutting down for the school year because of the anti-Semitic statements made by the founder, formerly known as Kanye West. And so this is an academy where, you know, there were so many students that were counting on this. It was a basketball program. They had 3 top 50 recruits in the class of 2023. And there were a lot of kids that wanted to get into that or had participated in that, etc., because it helped kind of give them a leg up, so to speak. So this is another area where it hurts, right? But the shutdown is just the latest fallout from his comments. You know, Adidas ended the partnership with him. That was a costly one. You had Los Angeles Rams star Aaron Donald and Boston Celtics star Jaylen Brown both say that they were leaving the Donda Sports Agency because that's all part of it. That's his deal. And, you know, you look at Aaron Donald, and he said he had to cut ties with Donda Sports because he said he came to that decision after discussing the comments with his wife, who helps with his marketing, and felt like that wasn't in the best interest and doesn't represent what they believe in. So there's still more fallout that you don't realize how much he was involved in, I think, to come. And this was another one of the shoes to drop. I like this comment because this is a good sports argument, and this would be good for the man/woman cave. You know, you go to games, and since I used to cover the NFL, players would complain about certain surfaces, and rightfully so, because some of them were flat out dangerous at times. And that was a big thing. He was the groundkeepers. What were they using? Was AstroTurf, grass, whatever. And one of the things Cooper Kupp recently was asked is whether he had a preference for playing on a turf field compared to a natural grass field. And he said, it's not even close. I know there's stuff going on around the league right now. There's some issues. Hands down, we should be playing on grass. Hands down, we should be on grass. And that's all I'm going to say. And the reason is artificial turf. A lot of times, a lot of players feel like that's where they get knee injuries. That's when they're non-contact plays, especially. And we just saw that happen with DK Metcalf from the Seahawks and the Chargers corner, JC Jackson. And they were playing in SoFi. where the Rams and Chargers play. They have an artificial turf field just for grins to let you know how many do. 14 of the 30 stadiums use artificial surface, right? And when you look at that issue of injuries, you know, that's the thing. I mean, you had Kyle Shanahan, the 49ers coach in 2020, complain about the artificial surface at MetLife. And there was a call from the NFL Players Association's president for NFL teams to switch to natural grass to reduce the risk of injury. And, of course, the turf is cheaper and easier to maintain, and it's probably tougher, obviously, with the grass, having talked to many, many, in the course of my career, groundskeepers, I'll call them. But the injuries, weighing the injuries to star players, to what does that mean to a franchise, I don't know. I would think there could be some serious, we have the research, I would think there would be serious conversation about, is this really the best route to take? It is World Series time, Game 1. It starts on Friday, 7:03, first pitch, the Astros and the Philadelphia Phillies. Justin Verlander gets the ball for the Astros, and of course he's superstar ace pitcher, comes through in the clutch. And you know, on the other side of the ball for the Phillies, it's so interesting. Aaron Nola gets the start, and he just played his brother, who plays for the Padres, and of course the Phillies beat the Padres. So now the kid out of Baton Rouge, the right-hander, gets the start for Philadelphia, the unlikely team to be there. This is not a team that was projected to be in the World Series, but they made an incredible run at the end of the season, did what they had to do, barely eking in, thank goodness for wild cards, right? Barely eking in, doing that, and then being on the road for so many games. So they start off on the road in Houston. This should be an interesting series. I think it's going to be a close, fun series to watch. Coming up next, a woman who will blow your mind, the things that she has achieved. I'm not going to spoil it. I'm going to let her tell you about it and why her book is so important.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans expect to spend more money on Christmas gifts this year. Those surveyed in a new poll from Gallup anticipate they'll shell out $932. The predicted increase comes despite record high inflation that has driven up the cost of everyday items. It's the fourth anniversary of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. It happened in Pittsburgh, and President Biden is praising the community for coming together following the tragedy in which an alleged white supremacist killed 11 worshippers at a synagogue in 2018. 2015. Mortgage rates are increasing yet again. Freddie Mac says the 30-year rate went up to 7.08% this week. That's more than double what it was this time last year. It comes as the Fed Reserve has been hiking interest rates in a bid to fight soaring inflation this year. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
To take you to Australia for a conversation with Heather Coombs. Her book, Marathon Wheeler, Living with Physical Disability. This woman is a dynamo. I don't think anything is stopping her, and I don't think it ever has stopped her. This is a must read, I think, for anyone. So, Heather, thanks for joining us. You and I had a great off-air conversation, and your road has been so fascinating. But let's start from the beginning. What is it that put you in a wheelchair? Tell us about your so-called disability.
Okay. I live in a motorized wheelchair mostly, and I have cerebral palsy, which is a neurological condition that I've had since birth. The medical profession don't know exactly what causes it, but I was 2 months premature when I was born, and very ill when I was a baby. But my parents say that even when I was small, there was evidence of my sheer determination to live.
And you definitely show the evidence of that without question. And in your book, you take us on all kinds of interesting journeys, things that are challenges, things that happen. One of your chapters is security and strangeness. Tell us about strangeness and some of the things that you've had to deal with.
Whenever I go on holidays, for example, this is just one example, many people kind of think, isn't it great that we're going on holidays? But going to a different environment that's outside my home and my routine requires a lot of pre-planning. It just doesn't happen. I've got to make sure that I've got the right equipment there. I've got the right support people. The surroundings are accessible. That sort of thing. So whenever I cope with a strange situation, I need to go into planning mode to try and, get over that sense of strangeness and to exercise some control over the unknown.
And I love this chapter because don't we all need to do that? How often, in a different way, you teach us, yes, you have control to plan certain things, to know certain things, so you're not stuck in a situation, and you do that so well. In fact, you do it so well that it's interesting what you have done with your life. Tell the people that are listening, and this is wonderful, about your love for books and where that led you, and you talk about this throughout the book.
Okay. When I was a teenager, I went through a lot of emotional turmoil, and my father, who was a scholar, he loved reading as well, and so he, with his own pastoral sensitivity, he fed me with a lot of books to read of Christian psychiatrists who helped me understand, you know, the alienation and loneliness that I was feeling. My father also gave me books on biographies of inspiring people who worked in adversarial situations. And I think even when I was doing librarianship later on, one of the theses I did was the value of bibliotherapy, which is the art of prescribing books for particular challenges. And I know for me, books have been very therapeutic, and they've given me tools to navigate whatever life has thrown at me.
And what's interesting, too, you mentioned it, the path besides going down the path of being able to do what you did so well with the library slant. Also, you talk about the fact that, of course, God has given you strength. And your very last chapter is God Gives Breath for the Marathon. Tell us about that.
Well, having a physical disability is not something that automatically gets better tomorrow. So you need strength for the long haul, and I mean lots of strength. And there are times in my disability which takes a lot of energy from me. I think to myself, God, I can't cope with this by myself. I need you with your extra plus power to get me through not 4 years to come, but for today and the next day. I think my faith has taught me to take things a day at a time, and it allows me to think that I'm only a small cog in a big universe, but that power, that universal power, is available to me to strengthen my spirit, to help my body to work. But also faith tells me that I'm not here just to receive help, which I do a lot of and I'm appreciative of. But my faith also tells me that I need to serve others and to love others where they are. And so it gives me an opportunity that I'm not the center of the universe. My purpose and my goal is to help as many people as I can.
Oh, that's beautiful. Love others where they are. That's another hashtag from that. And, of course, the word marathon is in it. We're speaking with Heather Coombs, her book, Marathon Wheeler, Living with Physical Disability. You can easily get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. What made you decide you were going to tell your story and write this book?
Well, I'd retired from many years in aged care chaplaincy. Eventually, and I wanted something to do that was productive in my retirement years. So I started to write my memoir to try and make sense of the kaleidoscope of experiences that I'd had. But beyond that initial goal, I wanted also to give people practical understanding of what it was like to experience disability in the everyday, but also to help people relate with more sensitivity to how they can best relate to people with disability, and not to lose your sense of humour in doing so. I think some people think that because we're in wheelchairs, we're broken, fragile people. But underneath the fragility, there is often a lot more to get to know in that person.
I love that. And I want to make sure that we know that people know you also have another book. So with the minute or so that we have left, tell us about your next book that's already out there, that's already done.
Yes, it's called The Many Faces of Grief, Finding Pathways to Healing. And it's about the various kinds of grief that people...
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
David T. Gilbert. His book is called Celine's Shadow, Book One, and he has such an interesting concept, one that absolutely we can see happening. And when we talk on this show about AI and we talk about science fiction, and I love science fiction, and this is a great genre, it's interesting what he's mixed here. David, thanks for joining us on the show.
Oh, yes, you're most welcome. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
What moved you in this direction? Why did you write this book?
I've always enjoyed science fiction very much. It is an imagination that is unlimited. So, and I've also liked history, and I've also enjoyed the what-if in history. As we had Industrial Revolution back to the Victorian times, but the Romans and the Greeks, they knew about steam. They had a little bit of steam toys, actually, which spun round and round. They knew about hydraulics. We had the Chinese. They knew about gunpowder and all sorts of things. So, and this was well over 1,000 years ago. So I just kind of thought to myself, what if the Roman Empire had actually met the Chinese Song dynasty, and they had become one, would that have completely changed everything? And of course, it would have completely changed everything. Over 1,000 years ago, we could have had our industrial revolution, but where would we be now? So, with an empire that big, it would almost take up a huge amount of the planet and the Earth and from east to west and Europe right way across the hemisphere. Leadership. We have to take leadership. We have to find leadership. And these guys do. They don't elect their leaders. They train their leaders. They pick them very carefully. And then they train them for leadership. And so they focus everybody in the same direction. Also, now in that storyline, which I've brought up, if we have AI coming towards us quite quickly, it means that they're opening by the day. And a lot of people are quite scared of it, and I do understand why, because it's all over the place. But I believe it has a massive potential to do wonderful things. And if we can harness that, and in the book we do harness that, then we can do massive things, amazingly good things with AI providers.
Tell us about the characters in this novel, Celine's Shadow.
Celine's Shadow is the name of the ship, actually. But the whole story is basically written through the eyes of a young lady. She's called Sorrento. She lives on a planet that is a farming planet to support the Empire. The Empire is pretty big to support the Empire. And she has a personal intelligent companion. When you have a baby, you go and pick the pram up, and then you go and pick up a robot, or in this case, an android. And the android is bonded to that cloud. So looks after it, takes care of it, makes sure it's always safe, all that type of stuff. So, and they accidentally wake up one of these AIs that the Empire was playing with 500 years ago, but a little bit scared of it, and so they hit it. So they have accidentally woken this AI up, and the AI looked around and said, whoa, what's going on here? I need to find out what's happened. And they just get whisked out into space, as it were, and they start going to find out what happened, why were they betrayed, and what is basically, where are we now?
Where are we now? That is ultimately the question. What do you hope people take away from reading your novel, Celine's Shadow, Book One?
One, I hope it's going to be a good story for them to enjoy. I've tried to make it as quick and fast-paced as possible. But primarily, I like people to think that, the leadership that we have, or in my book, sorry, the leadership that is in this book is leaders that are picked carefully, they're not elected, and they're trained to be leaders. Everybody's focused in the same direction. And secondly, that AI is here. It's here, and its new chapters are coming up very quickly. And it is something that has massive potential. And I just want people to think that, okay, well, if we can do this properly, then we can do anything. This is sky's the limit. I believe very much so that if we have a good, compassionate leadership, solely focused, and a good, intelligent AI, then wow, it's amazing. That's what I want people to get. That yeah, we can do this. Don't worry about it. We just need to kind of focus a little bit.
Was it fun for you to take current themes that are floating around and what we're thinking about and pour it into this book and use what you knew and develop characters and a storyline? Was that fun for you to write?
It was fun for me to write. I've been very lucky. I've traveled around the world quite a bit, and I've learned about people and cultures and such, et cetera. And there are some countries that have really got a handle on what they're doing, and then there's some that don't. So, I do that. I'd like to think that we have but passion, and so intelligent, or can be intelligent, and we have a compassionate way of doing things. It's been inherited in us. And yes, it is fun. I just kind of said, well, okay, this time build a future that is amazing and can be amazing.
And so as you do this, this is book one. Is it already begun, the journey into the next book?
Yes, indeed it has. Next book is 150 pages, it's about halfway through on my computer. There's a bit more than that when it goes into the page. But yes, that's right. So the first book is setting it all down, bringing the characters in, laying it all down, rebuilding the empire. You know what history is and you know where it's all going. And the second book then takes it further. There are aliens also. We meet aliens. How are we going to handle this? Is another question that comes up in the book. How are we going to handle that? What are we going to do? So I like to, it just throw these questions out. Aliens, AI, compassionate leadership. How are we going to do this?
Yeah, how are we going to do this? Exactly. So people want to get the book. David, how can they get it?
Oh, right. Well, at the moment it's on Amazon, hard copy, I believe electronic form, and also soft copy. And then later on the book will come out in printed form. But yes, Amazon is the way to get it.
All right, this always seems to be the roads lead there. So David T. Gilbert, the name of the book is Celine's Shadow, Book 1. Thanks for coming on.
You're most welcome. Really enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
All right, it's no trick, but we have a couple minutes here left in the show. How about mortgage rates? This is a shocker, or maybe it shouldn't be a shocker because we knew that it was going to go up, but topping 7% for the first time since 2002. That's crazy. So the 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged 7.08 in the week that ended October 27th. So it's going up, 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 up. And the last time we saw that, like I said, was April of 2002. And this, of course, is the Federal Reserve's unprecedented campaign of hiking interest rates to supposedly tame soaring inflation. There was a question mark as to whether that is working or not. The average mortgage rate is based on a survey of conventional home price loans for borrowers who put 20% down and have good credit. So if you look at that, imagine what somebody's potentially paying. And when they start to think about it, based on even what maybe the house would cost, they're not doing it. So this time last year, if you put 20% down on, let's say, a house that was $390,000, you financed the rest with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, and your interest rate was like 3.14, let's say, you'd have a mortgage payment of $1,339. Now it'd be $2,093. That's $754 more a month, which is crazy and unaffordable, and plus not desirable for people, even if they think they could afford it. Let's say they'd have to really, really want that house. They'd have to really, really want to move, because that adds up over time. Hello. And 7% mortgage rates are just not doable.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.